Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And I really like to come on here and talk to you about your challenges and offer you solutions for those challenges that you are having. And this month, we're really diving deep into marketing, because that is something that everybody needs, right? No matter what type of business you're in, you need some type of marketing. And it's not a one size fits all. As we have said before, everybody's marketing plan or marketing strategy is obviously going to look different depending on your goals, depending on your ideal clients, depending on your resources as well, right? So a lot of things impact what your marketing strategy may look like, or what your marketing plan may look like. And we've been talking about some myths and realities about marketing and stuff. And today I wanted to come on and really talk to you about four of the most used marketing strategies. So let me just reiterate to you that marketing is not just one thing, right? I've said it again, and I will continue saying it until you understand that marketing is not just one thing. When you're thinking about marketing your business, it's not just this one thing that I have to do. It's a combination of activities that you do that work together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Most times that where you want to be is about being more visible, making sure your ideal clients see you, making sure you get more sales consistently. Most times that is where you want to be. Right? So when you're thinking about your marketing, it's not just what is that one thing that I need to do, but what is the combination of things that I need to do to move me forward? And because it is a combination of things, you have to understand that there are many different types of marketing strategies. There's not one. There are many different types of marketing strategies, right? And again, it's not a one size fits all. So today, I'm just going to have a conversation with you about four of the most common types of marketing strategies. And these four types are the strategies that you find most businesses actually implement in their business, if not all. Most businesses implement these, and then they add on other things as they get a better understanding of what their marketing needs are. They get a better understanding of who their ideal clients are, where they are, their goal, get clearer on their goal, and really create a sales funnel that makes sense, right? So let's go through them really, really quickly. And as usual, if you have any questions or comments, leave them in the comments, right? Introduce yourself in the comments, guys. Let us know who you are. Let us know what your business is. Leave the link to your business. Let's have a conversation and get this conversation started. And let me know if you have any questions as well. So the four most used marketing strategies. First and foremost, social media marketing. Duh, we're on social media, right? Where are you viewing this right now? On social media. Where do you spend the most time in your business? On social media, especially because we're going through this pandemic and stuff, right? A lot of our work is now digitized. A lot of us are spending more time on social media or just online, connecting with our audience and building that audience. Now, how you use social media marketing is the trick. Because again, it's not a one size fits all. So you don't just assume that all of my clients are on Facebook or all of my clients are on Instagram. This is why you need to get very clear about who your ideal clients are. So you know which platforms you need to be on, right? Because some of your clients might be on Twitter. Some of your clients might be on TikTok. Some of your clients might just be on LinkedIn. It doesn't mean that you have to be on every social media platform. I suggest you get on maybe one or two platforms and really master those platforms really, really well. before you decide to add other platforms to your repertoire, right? Because each platform provides you with specific tools for you to build your business. So it's not just about starting a Facebook business page or starting an Instagram feed, but also about optimizing those platforms when you do decide to use them. What do I mean by optimizing those platforms? I mean by making sure that your bios are clear, making sure that at any given time, if a potential client visits your page, they know off the bat exactly what you provide and who you serve, and they know exactly how to contact you, making sure that your visuals are very, very clear, making sure that your messaging is clear, making sure that you're using the right hashtags, just making sure that it's totally optimized and you're utilizing all the tools, because they have a review tool, they have the shop tool where you can add your shop and list the products that you are selling with the prices. You can link to your website, you know, with Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and even Twitter. You can utilize the videos, the reels, the stories, the filters. So that's why I say to you, don't go overboard and try to do 4 and 5 different social media platforms. You don't have to be everywhere in order to make a lot of money, right? It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of your presence, right? So if you, let's say you decide Facebook and Instagram, you want to make sure that your presence makes sense and it's intentional, right? You don't have to exactly post the same thing on each platform every single time. Mix it up, but really take charge of your social media and optimize it. Make sure your bio is optimized. Make sure your images are really clear. Make sure you are using the right hashtags. Do your research for your hashtags. Make sure you're using your reels, your stories, your, you know, anything that they have given you, because they have given us a lot of tools to help us optimize our social media. So your social media marketing is so powerful, and it's the most obvious marketing tool or the marketing strategy that a business will use when they are ready and get serious about promoting their business and increasing their visibility and all that lovely stuff, right? So the social media marketing is one. The other most popular one is your content marketing. And I've said this to you guys already, right? Once you have decided to start a business, you've decided to serve your audience, you have to ask yourself this question: how am I going to produce enough content in order to communicate with my audience, right? You have to become a content machine, right? Eventually, you will create enough content that you can repurpose the content and use it over and over. But if you're not there as yet, especially if you're now starting off, you have to figure out, how can I create content that is valuable, content that is going to inspire, motivate, educate, and even entertain my audience, content that is going to position me as the brand leader or as a leader in this particular business, this particular niche that I am in, right? Content that is going to make my audience stop and think, even when they're scrolling through social media. Content that is going to make them want to stop, because you remember, they're looking at so much things, right? When they're on social media, they're bombarded by stuff. They're bombarded by emails. They're bombarded by videos and articles. So what kind of information can I put out that is going to make my audience really stop? And when you think about content marketing, I also want you to realize that there are different types of content. So you can use stories, which is like long form content. And those stories are telling your story about how did you reach here, your good days, your bad days, what you've learned, you know, that kind of thing. Videos, pictures. People love to see pictures of the owners of businesses, because we like to buy from people who look like us and sound like us, right? And that's just a fact. That is human nature. So stories, videos, pictures, memes, conversation posts. And when I say conversation posts, I mean those posts where you ask your audience questions, right, and get a response. Because the purpose of your content marketing, why, yes, you want to get sales and increase your reach, the purpose of your content marketing is really to build your engagement. It is to build that know, like, and trust, right, so that you can get to know your audience and your audience gets to know you. So it's all about your content. Think about, I always tell people, marketing is when you're dating somebody, right? Think about if you are dating somebody and every day they just message you good morning and they have nothing else to say. You will get bored and you're like, you know what, this is not really interested. They're not asking me any questions about me. They're not volunteering any information about themselves. This cannot go anywhere because I want to be with somebody who has more depth, somebody who can carry a conversation, somebody who's a good communicator. That is the same way, you know, people think about your business. It's the exact same way. Always think about, how do you date someone? You want to speak to them and you want them to speak back to you. And that is the crux of your content marketing, right? So that's one, another strategy. Your email marketing. Now, I know a lot of you are on the fence on email marketing because you feel that email marketing is dead. I've heard it all. Email marketing is dead. I've heard that my audience doesn't read emails, people don't read anymore. You've heard it all, and let me tell you something, that's all a lie. Let me tell you why it's a lie, right? People don't read things that are boring. That is what it is. Because people are reading every single day. People are reading every single day. Once they are online, they are reading. What they don't read is things that are boring. So if your emails are not impactful, if your emails are not sharing value, if your subject headline is not something that is going to make them want to stop, right? Stop scrolling through their emails and actually click on your email and read it. If the thing you're opting to get them into your email list is not enticing, yeah, then your emails are going to be dead. That's the reality. But the onus is on you as an entrepreneur to make sure that you are providing valuable information in those emails, right? I have a big enough email list that I clean up regularly. I clean up every single month. And I send at least 4 emails a week. And my open rate is very, very high, right? Because it's the content that you're sharing in the email. It's not that people are not reading. It's because you have not mastered the art of telling stories as yet, or you have not mastered the art of using persuasive language that would get your audience excited and look forward to reading your emails or even opening your emails. And email marketing is a great way to lead your audience away from your social media into your sales funnel. And why is that important? Because you have no control over your social media. Every Monday morning, something is changing. The algorithms are changing. The tools are changing. The look, the aesthetic of the social media is changing. And all of those things affect how you communicate with your audience. So you don't want to only rely on social media, as powerful as it may be. You don't want to just rely on social media, right? Because if your social media goes down, you have to think to yourself, what is another way for me to communicate with my audience? And I know the answer. A lot of you will say, well, I have them on WhatsApp. Yeah, but if you lose your phone, right? Because these things happen. These are the realities of living. You might also lose your phone. You might also lose all of your contacts, right? Then how else are you going to communicate with your audience? And while WhatsApp is great, how else do you lead them from WhatsApp to continue buying from you without coming across spammy? Right? Your email marketing is so, so, so powerful, guys. And if you already have a list of email addresses and you're not utilizing it to communicate and build that relationship with your audience, then you are leaving a lot of money on the table. Trust me, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And there's so many rules to email marketing that I can't get into right now, but Email marketing is alive and well once you are providing information to your audience that is valuable to them. Yeah. And then the final thing is video marketing. You know, I could not complete this discussion without telling you about video marketing. Now, guys, you realize that all of these strategies that I'm talking about are they're all tied together, right? Because you do your video marketing in your social media marketing. Video marketing is also part of your content marketing. Your content marketing is part of your email marketing, right? Your social media is also part of your email marketing. So they all work together. So you realize what I said to you at the beginning, that marketing is a combination of things that you do that work together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. This is a prime example of that, right? So you can use your social media, your content marketing, your email marketing, and your video marketing. And video, still 3 years later, is still the number one marketing strategy that is converting. You know that question you get asked all the time, how do I convert my likes into sales? How do I convert my followers into sales? And I would say to you, utilize video if you have not been utilizing video. Now, how do you utilize video is a whole other discussion as well. But that video marketing is how you build that know, like, and trust. You put a face to your business, right? People get to hear your questions, people get to hear your stories, people get an opportunity to actually interact with you in real time if you're doing a live video. People get to really connect with you on a different level while you're doing video. So guys, think about this. You all are on social media, right? Why do you think that Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, why do you think those platforms are so powerful? Why do you think that each one of them has a video component to it? And that video component is like the thing that is outstanding. There is a reason, because these guys recognize that video, right? Video is a way for you to build your business. So they are giving you the tools. The tools are free and you're not using it. You're not using it. You're not using it. And that's why your marketing is stagnant. That's why it's not growing at the pace that you would want it to grow, or you would like it to grow. Does it make sense, guys? Tell me in the comments if it makes any sense. Give me some hearts. Give me some love. Tell me if this makes sense. Tag your business buddy. Tag your accountability partners. Let's keep this conversation alive. So that is the number one reason it's not making sense, because you're not thinking about your marketing holistically. You're thinking about it as one thing. Let me just go and post on LinkedIn, post on LinkedIn, post on LinkedIn. Okay, but what else are you doing? So you're posting on it. Are you providing valuable information? Are you getting people on your email list? Are you giving them an opt-in? Are you showing them different types of content as well, and not just the same thing, the same image, the same message? And even if you're speaking about a theme or a topic, are you sharing that information with them in different ways? That is the key. That's what you're trying to really master as an entrepreneur. And that, guys, is just four marketing strategies. Tell me in the comments if you're using any one of those four, or if you're using all four. Because if you're using all four, I give you a round of applause. Right? Tell me if you're using any one of those marketing strategies in your business consistently. That is the other thing. Consistently. Because if you're doing one video a month, you're not doing it consistently. If you're sending one email a month, you're not doing it consistently. If you're posting once a week, you're not doing it consistently. The key to all of this marketing is that it has to be done consistently for you to get the results, for you to get the return on your investment, right? So if you're not doing consistently, then please don't message and say, "Dana, I can't get any clients or I can't get any sales." Because you're not doing it consistently enough to get what you want, right? And again, it's not about being tied to your phone or your laptop. It's about working smart and utilizing your tools, right? That's why they have automation tools, so that you don't have to be tied to your computer. But you also have to figure out, how am I going to optimize these things? How am I going to make sure that all of these things are working to my advantage, so that I can, you know, move from where I am to where I want to be? Make sense? Yes, success is not constant, right? So guys, that is my message for you today. You know, I really want to make sure that enough of you understand how this marketing works, why marketing is important, dispel a lot of these myths that we have floating around about what marketing is, because it's not advertising and it's not expensive if you really know what you're doing, and it really gets you on this marketing train so that you can move your business forward.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.